Authoritarian democracy. Authoritarian democracy seems to be the most usual form of government in the modern world. Most of our politicians would seem to like us to believe that authoritarian democracy is the only form of democracy. Politicians are also trying to sell the idea that authoritarian democracy is the best possible form of social organization. I don't suppose it's any surprise that authorities like authoritarianism. The surprise is that the rest of us have put up with this authoritarian scam for so long. We don't have to do that. The common people have the resources and the skills to put a stop to authoritarian scams anytime we want. Freedom is always an option. And freedom is always the best option. In authoritarian democracy, officials are elected and then they are allowed to rule. In other words, they get a license to lie, steal, rob, kidnap, and kill at will. In libertarian democracy, there is no need for presidents or chairmen or any other predatory criminals. In a libertarian democracy, if someone asks you to participate in this or that, you have the absolute right to refuse. If you don't want to pay taxes, you don't have to pay taxes. Libertarian democracy has been practiced successfully for at least thousands of years by so-called primitive societies. Only a free society can take advantage of all the skills, wisdom, and energy of all the people. Authoritarian systems ignore the inputs of most of the people, and that causes authoritarian systems to be severely limited in their ability to process information honestly and logically. Any honest form of social analysis will tell you crime doesn't pay well, but freedom does. Authoritarian democracies are societies that are based on crime. All crimes create blowback, whether they are committed by state officials or private criminals. Authoritarian democracy creates an opportunity for state criminals to deflect and delay the blowback from their crimes. Before the election, each political party hints, or maybe just states, that they will only victimize the members of other political parties. After the election, they do what they want, of course, and they usually want to defraud, rob, kidnap, and kill as many as possible. Republicans blame state crimes on Democrats. Democrats blame state crimes on Republicans. People get mad at each other instead of the real enemy, which is the state. This results in creating a huge stockpile of unanswered grievances, which will eventually be expressed in some kind of social explosion. North Korea seems to have the most authoritarian form of democracy. The state puts up one candidate for each office, and the people vote for that candidate. We call it North Korea, but the official name is the Democratic Republic of Korea. Even the most despotic regimes reach for that democratic fig leaf in their propaganda. The mainland Chinese government calls itself the People's Republic of China. Republics are usually deemed to be less democratic than democracies, but the People's Republic of China is a little more democratic than the Democratic Republic of Korea. It's another example of semantic inversion in coercive dialects. The USA is more democratic than either China or North Korea. But democracy does not necessarily correlate with freedom. The incarceration rate in the USA is more than 600 per 100,000. The incarceration rate in China is less than 200 prisoners per 100,000 people. Maybe we could learn something from Confucius. Authoritarian rule makes a country poorer, sicker, and less able to defend itself from other states. We need to fight crime whether or not it's committed under the color of law. Ritual signing of pieces of paper does not change the fact that taxation is armed robbery. Incarceration is kidnapping. Propaganda is fraud. And war is mass murder. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.